Okay, thank you, Nancy Joy, lady or gentleman there, and gentleman there, gentleman there, wherever that is.
Edward Upton from Worthing. I personally would like to thank Alex for her presentation. I say personally because it's acted as a very good reminder of what I learned at St. Thomas's some 7 years ago when I was invited to participate in the beginning of the PPS studies with Craig Davison and his team. And all I can say is that what has been presented today is exactly what was found 7 years or so ago, and pacing is a key element. And if there's one key message that came out then that has come out today, which I can further reinforce, it is the importance of pacing. Thank you.
Thank you, Edward.
Thank you.
Now, the gentleman to Joy's right, my left. There's one here, right.
Wendy Thomas.
Sorry, it's a lady, not a gentleman.
Oh. Where are we? We're in the middle aisle, then the lady over there. Okay.
Right. Okay, it's me again. I've always got loads to say.
Right.
I just actually wanted to respond to a lady over there, but I think because polio now in this country, thank God, isn't something that happens anymore, we are the expert in our field. I'm quite dogmatic, and I'm also won't let consultants tell me things. I usually tell them. So I think we are the best teachers. So we need to stay assertive and ensure we make them listen and learn about our condition, and get them to work with us. And I've always done it, and it really works. So it's about just having a bit more courage to say, hey, listen, you need to listen to me, I'm the expert. And that's all I wanted to say, really.
Most medical practitioners are more than happy to learn about new things. If you've got information either written down or that you can get your hands on that you can give to people and say, this is what it's all about, most people are more than happy to read things that are put in their laps. It's just perhaps that they are dealing with an awful lot of people, and perhaps the more passive people do get squashed a little bit.
I must admit, over the years, we've found this, that the more passive people don't seem to get the attention. But now, I'm not quite sure how to put this nicely, but the people who are more aggressive, shall we say, do get more attention, and they do get quicker appointments, etc. It's a shame, but it is a sign of the times. You've got to speak your corner, and if you don't, unfortunately, you do get swamped a little bit. Anyway, lady just here, please.
Wendy Thomas, Buckinghamshire. I had polio. I suffer polio, and my left arm is completely paralysed. It used to be considered my very petite arm. More recently, it has swollen quite rapidly, and I'm wondering, as the lone polio victim at the practice that I am with, that perhaps something else might be being ignored and polio might be being blamed, and it takes such a long time to find anything else out. Mm. Equally, I've been told to elevate it, and of course my shoulders are very, very sore as a result of the extra use, and I've not had really very helpful advice.
Mm. Yeah, I think sudden swelling that you're not used to would be quite unusual for post-polio syndrome. It wouldn't be something that I would normally associate with it. So I would certainly return to your GP and actually say, is there something else going on here? Does this need more investigating? Because it would be a very unusual symptom.
Right. Have you got somebody there, Joy? Yes?
Hello. My name's Mary Gillies. I'm from Worthing and Sussex branch. Now, every time I go to my GP, as soon as I mention PPS, he says, there's nothing I can do for you. And the last time I went in there and I said, I know you don't like this PPS thing, but I'm having trouble with my polio arm. Oh, yes, he says, there's Elaine Fox unit, but I can't refer you direct. You've got to go through the local physio and everything first. And you've just said that we can be referred direct.
Yep, you can.
I'm going in there to see him. A gentleman right at the beginning asked about how old polio is. There is a carving on the temple in Karnak of a pharaoh with a withered leg and crutch, and the tour guides all tell you that he had polio.
Did he have polio?